No, I wanted to throw this out there. Dave had this in the news earlier, and we kind of talked about it, and I got to thinking more about this, and I'm not sure. Have you heard this? That so it says in the news story that Michigan, the state of, is close to repealing the state's ban on ticket scalping.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't get to read or, look into it a lot. But
I'm wondering why. Two bills have passed through the state house and then advancing to the Senate, where a vote will happen. Michigan's ban on reselling tickets at prices above face value has been in place since 1931. It does say that it is not usually enforced. Okay, I understand that.
Yeah.
It is an issue pitting venue owners, such as pro sports teams and public universities, which support the ban, against brokers who buy and resell their tickets mostly on the internet and want the prohibition rescinded. Which I get, and I thought that was the intent of it all. You didn't want some big company buying up these tickets and then trying to sell them to people who want tickets at higher than a face value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they always manage to get in and get them early.
Right.
Isn't that what started the clever ticket sales of, we'll sell you this T-shirt for $1,000, plus we'll throw in four Bob Seger tickets.
There you go.
Creative like that, yeah.
Right.
It says here scalping is a misdemeanor right now that can lead to a maximum 90 days in jail or $500 fine, but rarely enforced.
Yeah.
But I'm just, why not?
So what is scalping defined as? Selling any ticket a penny above its market price?
In the definition, I suppose it would be. Again, it's reselling tickets at above face value.
That's so if you go to a Tiger baseball game when actually fans are allowed to go to games, and all those sellers are out on the street, they're buying the tickets below face value and selling them below face value, but still making a profit. So that apparently would be legal under the law?
Good question, I guess. I mean, I've come across people before who've had tickets, but they're selling them at at face value.
Yeah, if I have a ticket I'm not going to use and somebody wants to buy it and I sell it at face value, that's fine.
Yeah,
right.
But these guys are waiting at the... You know, the buses pull up and they're right there saying, any extra tickets? Any extra tickets?
Absolutely.
And they give you, 10 cents or 20 cents on the dollar, and then they sell it for 60 or 70 cents on the dollar. So you're still getting a deal. They're making a profit, but they're not reporting all their income, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Well, so it says, I'm reading this M Live story, it says, under this legislation, running software to scoop up large amounts of tickets at once or using a website with a similar domain name to the original venue or ticket seller to mislead fans would be a misdemeanor.
Right.
So that still would be enforced.
That would still be enforced,
okay.
Yeah. That would still be enforced.
But it's only a misdemeanor.
It's only a misdemeanor, right.
Yeah.
Right. So sponsored by Democratic Senator Erica Geist and Republican Senator Tom Barrett, so it's
I guess
bipartisan.
I was going to say, if there's anything that might want to say, hey, yay, it's bipartisan.
There's something.
I gotta research. I gotta know more. It just seems why and why now? What's the claim? Because you still have the venues and the universities are going to still say no. We don't. It's going to cause problems. But
right.
I don't know.
But then there's StubHub, and all of those places that apparently are legal to do it.
Well,
and that's a resale place, but still, I mean, it's, some of those tickets go way
above
face value. They
were buying blocks, but I don't think they were selling above face value, though, were they?
StubHub, I think some of the tickets do. Maybe, okay.
Or could they buy them and sell them utilizing some kind of service fee? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I don't buy on places like that anymore.
I don't either.
I go right to the source, so I wouldn't have a clue. Anyway. I guess I just thought it was interesting that it's going on. We'll have to find out more, perhaps. And
it passed overwhelmingly, right? I think in the
93-2 and 91-14.
So Governor Whitmer will probably sign that into law.
Again, and this, that was the House. There are two bills here. Again, two bills. So, but they now have to go through the Senate.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it goes through. And I guess I missed this because now I read this even further. Advancing to the Senate, where the upper chamber will vote on whether it concurs with changes to the legislation that it originally approved back in January. They approved this back in January? Where was I?
Well, that would make more sense, though, because, why would you do it at a time when nobody's selling any tickets anyway?
Well, it's out there, folks. Just so you know, you can make your own determination, your own thought, your own opinion, but maybe legalized scalping is going to be happening.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can define it.